Title: Comping Ideas into Final Arrangements Masterclass Using Arrangement View Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson, we're doing one of the most important skills in drum and bass production, taking a bunch of 8 to 16 bar ideas and actually turning them into a finished arrangement, fast, in Ableton Live's Arrangement View. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you already know how to make a groove and a bass sound. The focus today is workflow, how to comp, how to audition quickly, how to commit, and how to make the transitions feel like you planned the whole thing from day one. Because the goal is simple: stop looping, start finishing. First, here's what we're building: a rolling D&B arrangement with a DJ-friendly intro, a build-up, drop 1, a breakdown, drop 2 with variation, and a clean outro. Not just a random chain of loops. A track shape track. Step 0. Set yourself up for speed. Set your tempo around 174 BPM. Set global quantization to 1 bar. That's huge for staying locked while you jump around. For editing, think like this: 1/16 grid when you're doing drum surgery, 1/8 or even 1 bar grid when you're moving arrangement blocks. Also, if you're recording anything while monitoring, enable reduced latency when monitoring. It keeps your timing feeling tight. Now your track layout. Group early, because groups are your best friend when you're comping. Make a drums group with kick, snare, hats or top loop, a break track like Amen or Think, and a perks or fills track. Then a bass group split into sub and mid or Reese. Then a music or Atmos group with pads, stabs, FX sweeps, box chops, and have returns ready. Short verb, long verb, a delay, and a parallel drum crush return. That grouping is not organization for later. It's literally fewer clicks when you copy and audition sections. It's comping ammunition. Now step 1. Create an idea pool inside Arrangement View. This is the mindset shift. Instead of having 12 projects called D&B Idea 37 and D&B Idea 37B Final maybe, you're going to store variations on the timeline in one project. Scroll to the end of your arrangement and make a big labeled area. Idea pool. Do not delete. Put locators there. Make locators for things like drum alt 1, drum alt 2, bass alt A, bass alt B, fill set, drop switches. The exact names don't matter. What matters is you can jump there instantly. And here's the key principle: you are not arranging yet. You are building parts worth stealing. So in each of those locator zones, build 8 or 16 bar loops that are actually different. Alternative break chops, different snare ghost note patterns, a Reese rhythm change, an energy version with extra ride, different impacts and uplifters. Think of it like casting actors for roles. You want options ready before you start shooting the movie. Quick coach tip: rename clips with intent tags so you're not relying on memory. Stuff like break a tight, break be busier, bass a spacey, bass be aggy, plus notes like plus ride or no kick first beat or alt snare flam. When you're comping at speed, reading your own decisions is way faster than re-auditioning everything. Step 2. Make D&B ready variations quickly. Let's hit drums first. On your break track, load the break into simpler and switch to slice mode, slicing by transient. For playback, gate is great if you want tight and controlled. Trigger is good if you want tails and a more classic flowing break feel. After simpler, add drum bus, moderate drive, maybe 5-15% in your head, and be careful with boom because it can mess with your kick and sub relationship. Push transients a bit for snap. Then eck. High pass around 30-50 Hz, maybe dip 200-350 if it's boxy, and a gentle lift in the 8-12k area if it needs air. Now make 3 MIDI clips for the break slices, one clean classic pattern, one with extra chops and stutters, maybe in bar 4 or 8, and one fill-only clip that's basically chaos for the last bar. That fill-only clip becomes transition gold later. Now bass variations. Split sub and mid. That's not optional in D&B if you want control. Sub chain. Simple synth-like operator with a sine or triangle. EQ low pass around 90 to 120 depending on your key and sound. Utility with bass mono on and width at 0. Then side chain compress it from the kick. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Not a wild pump unless you want that. Mid or Reese chain. Wave eatable or operator. Saturator with analog clip and soft clip on. Auto filter for movement. EQ high pass around 120 to 180 to keep it out of the sub lane, then gentle control like multiband dynamics, and utility to widen the mids. Always check mono. Make 2 bass clips. Alt A can be a straight roll with offbeat syncopation. Alt B can be a call and response rhythm with space before the snares. That space is what makes the drums feel bigger. And here's an advanced variation trick that saves time. articulation variations instead of new notes. Keep the same MIDI, but change the sound state. One version more open filter and less distortion. Another tighter envelope and more drive. Another slightly wider mid but same sub. That way your hook stays recognizable, but drop 2 still feels like an upgrade. Step 3. Turn ideas into arrangement building blocks. This is the comping move. Go to bar 1 and create locators for your song structure. Intro, build up, drop 1, breakdown, drop 2, outro. We want the map before we do details. Now, build the drop first. Seriously, in DNB the intro and build up are a promise, and the drop is the delivery. If you know what you're delivering, everything else becomes easier. So take a clean drop core from your idea pool, maybe a 16-bar system, and copy it into drop 1. When I say system, I mean copy across the relevant groups together so alignment stays perfect. Drums, bass, music, effects that matter, not just a break clip by itself. Extra coach note, to comp faster, use selection sets. Drag select the full 8 or 16-bar region across all the tracks you need one time, then make it easy to reselect those tracks quickly with shift-click on track headers. The classic mistake is copying the break, but forgetting the ghost snare layer, or losing a crucial FX tail. Selection discipline fixes that. Step 4. A slash B audition variations using locators. Inside your drop, add locators at the start of each 8 or 16 bar chunk. Call them drop 1A, drop 1B, drop 1C, whatever. The point is, one click takes you to the decision point. Now the rule that keeps you honest. One variable at a time. First pass, keep bass constant and swap break variations. Second pass, keep drums constant and swap bass rhythms. Third pass, keep the groove constant and audition transitions and FX. This prevents a super common trap, choosing the better option just because it's louder or more dramatic, not because it grooves better. In Ableton, use the zero key to disable clips or devices quickly. That's non-destructive, which means you can experiment without fear. You can also keep a safe version, duplicate a track, mute it, and if you go too far, you can restore instantly. And one more thing, if you ever sketched anything in session view, watch for the back to arrangement button. If it's lit up, you might be hearing session clips while editing arrangement, and that will make you think you're going insane. Do a quick sweep and click back to arrangement on any track that's being overridden. Step 5, comp transitions. This is where it stops sounding pasted. Loops can be amazing, but pasted loops don't feel like a record. Transitions are the glue. Here's your transition toolkit. Auto filter sweeps on the drum group or music group. High pass filter rising from around 120 Hz up to 2, 4, even 6K Hz over 8 bars. A little resonance for bite, but don't let it whistle. A classic snare rise. Duplicate your snare to a riser track. Add a big plate reverb. Automate dry wet from around 10% up to 45% over 4 to 8 bars. And automate a small gain lift. That creates incoming energy without needing new drum programming. Impact plus tail control. If your impact reverb is smearing into the drop, either gate it or put a low pass filter after the reverb and automate a quick dip right before the drop lands. Big space, but disciplined. That's the vibe. Micro fill before the drop. Have a bar of chopped break or a beat repeat moment on the break channel. Automate it on for just that instant. It's like a little inhale before the punch. And here's a really DNB specific hype trick. Negative space is aggression. Mute the kick for half a bar before the drop, or cut the break for one beat, then slam back in. Don't overuse it. Pick your moments like they're headlines. After every paste, do a micro check. Zoom in. Check clip start alignment, especially for sliced breaks. Add tiny fades to kill clicks, and check reverb and delay tails crossing into the next section. Either make that spill intentional, or clean it. Step 6. Build a DJ-friendly intro and outro. Intro template. First 8 bars, hats and atmos and maybe a filtered break with a high pass around 200 to 400. Bars 9 to 16, bring in kick and snare, or even just snare to start establishing the grid. If you go to 32 bars, tease the bass with a low pass or a one-shot stab, but keep it mixable. DJs want clarity, not chaos. Outro, keep drums stable for mixing. Remove mid-bass first. Keep sub minimal or remove it fully. Fade atmos and FX instead of doing a master fade, because master fades can make DJ blending awkward. Ableton tools that make this easy. Automate group utility gain for controlled layer drops and automate a QA to carve bass out cleanly. Step 7. Lock the arrangement with variation lanes. Simple but deadly. For drop 2, don't rewrite the whole track. Recombine your comps. You can add a second break layer that was disabled in drop 1. Twitch bass rhythm to Alt B for 16 bars. Add a ride or top loop for energy, high past around 300 to 600 so it doesn't muddy, or introduce a new 2-bar stab hook every 8 bars. Think in energy stairs inside a 32-bar drop. Same core clips, but density changes every 8 bars. First 8 bars lighter, no ride. Next 8, add ride and bring up parallel crush slightly. Next 8, add a second break layer as punctuation only on bar 4 or 8. Final 8, add a tiny negative space moment and 1 bar fill into the next section. It feels like evolution, but you didn't destroy the groove. Also, build arrangement anchors every 16 bars. A signature crash impact combo. A recognizable fill. A vocal stab. Repeat a variation of it at predictable points. That's how a comp becomes a song with identity. One more advanced glue move. Make a dedicated transitions group for impacts, risers, downlifters, noise, reverse cymbals. Route them to one return, like your long verb, so you can automate one send level and make the whole arrangement breathe consistently. It's mix and arrangement win at the same time. Common mistakes to avoid as you do this. Don't copy clips without context. DNB depends on tight relationships. Kick and sub, snare and bass rhythm, break and ghost layers, comp systems, not random pieces. Don't switch everything every 4 bars. If everything changes constantly, nothing hits. Let grooves run for 8 to 16 bars before major changes. Don't overlayer the low end. Break plus kick plus res plus sub equals mud if you're not careful. High pass break layers and keep the sub mono. Don't ignore transition design. Great loops pasted together still sound pasted without fills, impacts, filter moves, and short mutes. And don't forget DJ utility. If you want your track to be playable, give it a clean intro and outro with clear drums and manageable bass energy. Now a mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 30 minutes. First, build an idea pool with 2 break variations, 2 bass variations, and 2 1-bar fills. This audio version is shortened for playback.